Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animation not made by the mouse. Look, this week I've had a lot going on. This is going to be a shorter episode. Hopefully I still produce something that has some value. I haven't really had a chance to do much. I don't want to just skip a week, especially after just barely coming back so soon. So I figured, okay, you know, let me talk about something that I don't normally talk about in the show. I don't know if I want to make this a regular thing. I've tried doing stuff like in the past where I talk about specific subjects, but it's never been like in a consistent schedule. I've thought about maybe doing it once a month or something like that. I'll have to get around it. In any case, for this week, I'm going to be talking about the budgets on animated stuff. And pretty much, like, doesn't matter. Why do we care about it? That kind of stuff. Now, I just want to make clear that I am not a numbers guy. I'm not an accountant. I am not someone who is paid for animation as much as I would like to be, because I love animation and I would love to get involved with it, maybe in writing, voicing, I don't know. When it comes to animation, it's clear that, you know, budgets, I mean, realistically, anything in film, really, budgets is a big important part of, you know, getting something done, because it's the amount of money that is going to be used to make the movie or the show or whatever. That, of course, has to go into how the people working on this stuff gets paid most of the time, just everything in general. And of course, once it comes out, it's a matter of like, hey, is this successful in a certain way? When it comes to shows, it's usually through ratings, like how many people viewed it either on regular television or streaming. When it comes to movies, it's a matter of, depending on where it goes, but assuming it's all theatrical, it comes down to how much it sells on theaters or on home video. But theaters is where most people would want their money to, movies to make money. I was thinking about this because I remember a thing last year where, to put it simply, Disney has been kind of questioned as to why they're wasting so much money on a lot of their projects over the years. And it finally reached its peak last year, where outside of Guardians of the Galaxy, Disney was not having a good year. Everything was making pretty much flopping for them. Like, you know, you had their live action stuff like Indiana Jones or The Haunted Mansion flopping. And of course, that eventually goes into the animation, because you had Elemental, which, okay, that one stayed afloat long enough to become, I don't know if, I mean, they say hit, but I question that just because the movie's budget was around $200 million. And, I mean, it made more than that. So it's like, okay, so it's still, it is technically not a flop, but I'm like, I don't know if I still call that a hit. Like, wouldn't it just be breaking even or just barely passing that? I don't know. But, you know, it certainly called into question, like, hey, you know, maybe they shouldn't be wasting this much money, because you look at the competition, and I'm going to strictly talk about animation on this one. Some live action stuff, if it's brought up, it's just to kind of illustrate some picture. But for the animation, like people pointed out, like, if you look at a lot of the competitors, their animation is not quite as high. You know, like something like the Super Mario Bros. Movie costed $100 million. You know, Illumination regularly has them cheap. DreamWorks is starting to have them pretty cheap, you know, in comparison. Now, like, I know Trolls was around $100 million as well. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish was around that much as well. But even other studios that aren't Universal are having that, like Paramount's Ninja Turtles was around $90 million, if I recall correctly. So people were quick to say, like, wait a second, how come those studios are able to do it, you know, on that low compared to Disney? Especially because at that point they were like, okay, well, you're now going to have another $200 million movie. Who knows if it's a success? It might be, because it's a princess movie with Wish. Spoiler alert, it wasn't a success. In fact, it's doing pretty poorly. I mean, it's still technically in theater, so I guess I could still say it's doing pretty poorly. I don't know if that'll be true once this video goes up, but it is kind of funny how yeah, like, you know, you had this thing where it's like, yeah, this thing is that expensive. And, you know, this is where I would say I focus more on Wish. Because with Elemental, I'm like, look, you know, the fact that they were animating characters, like, you know, that were made out of water or fire, you know, makes sense why it was so expensive. Like, a lot of people won't realize this, but when it comes to just doing effects, that can be a lot of money. And doing them as actual characters, like, apparently how normally when it comes to CG characters, you would build, like, a skeleton or something like that. I don't know how to properly say it, to have that character, you know, especially on the early stages. This was like, no, we pretty much built it all as if it was an effect as a character. So, yeah, I could see how that would be expensive. But with Wish, it's like, this one was more stylized. It was more of your typical Disney animation. But, you know, I don't want to say with a filter, but that's, you know, like, in the easiest terms, that's kind of what it would be. A filter, like, it looks like a 2D thing. Of course, it's more complicated than that. And it's like, okay, well, we've seen stuff like Spider-Verse. We've seen, you know, Mutants of Mayhem. We've seen Nimona over the past year, all having their own, like, 2D kind of look on their CG. And they don't cost that much. And I remember someone basically arguing, oh, well, it's because they want to make this theatrical. And I'm like, okay, well, again, that doesn't cover why the competition can do it so cheap. And of course, part of that comes down to where they're filmed. Like, I know when it comes to like Sony Animation or Illumination or a lot of those, their animation studios are in places where they give them a lot of tax breaks versus Disney, where the US doesn't really offer that. So that's one factor, but I still feel like it's, I don't know, like, I still feel like this is still a bit much, because, again, I know that animation is hard work. I know there's more going on behind the scenes. I am not a true expert, so this is me just kind of questioning it from my outside perspective. It is kind of crazy that it is this much, especially when you look at it. It's like, look, you know, I'm gonna be upfront. Did not like Wish. I think it's the worst animated Disney movie ever made. Not so much in terms of how it's animated, though. That definitely doesn't help, but just to say, the story, the music, all that stuff, it just kind of combines to this really boring, pretty generic experience that just does not fit with what I expect out of Disney, even on some of their weaker stuff. But that's not really important in this discussion. It's more or less just like, yeah, like, if the competitors who have already been doing this kind of stuff in their animation for years, because it's not just like, you know, like, it's one company, it's every company. Like, you know, you had DreamWorks did it with Puss in Boots and the Bad Guys. There were different styles, but that's essentially what they were. You know, Nimona, which was a Disney movie at one point, because, you know, Blue Sky, until they shut it down and, you know, someone else had to finish it. That was able to do it. And yeah, it doesn't look as fancy as some of the other ones, but it still looks better than Wish. And then you got, you know, Spider-Verse, of course, who's pretty much like the one that people would say led the way for this kind of thing. And Disney themselves have done it, granted, in short form, but they've done it with Paper Man, they've done it with Feast, they did it with, I'm forgetting what's the name of the short, but they did it with another one where it was like with raccoons. It was a short in front of Encanto, from what I remember. So it's, again, like, it's not even like Disney hasn't even done it themselves. They've done it, so it's like, you know, how are they wasting this much money on something like this that doesn't even look all that great? And look, at the end of the day, budgets should not matter to me. It should not matter to you, because we're not the ones who are making these things. It does not affect our lives. And yet it kind of does. I mean, as like from a fan's perspective, like it you know, again, it still doesn't necessarily matter to us, but it does kind of matter from a perspective of, you know, do we see more of these things? Because if a movie is successful, we of course will get either sequels or more movies done in, you know, that kind of style or whatever. In the case of this movie, as this is currently going, is making around $240 million, I believe, worldwide, which sounds like a lot, but because the movie's budget is $200 million, it's not, which, again, that goes back to how these budgets are done, because you got something like Migration, the most recent Illumination movie. That movie's making about the same around the world, and yet that one movie, you know, it's a lot easier to call it a hit or at least breaking even just because the budget on it was like around 75-80 million. So it wasn't like it was even that much. Again, it kind of begs the question of like, where is a lot of this money going to with Disney? And again, I know that part of it is because a lot of these other studios that do their stuff are animated in countries where they have tax breaks, but that can't be the only excuse that they have. Like, they've obviously figured something out, or Disney's trying to do something to kind of overcompensate. Because I know part of it is just like, oh, we want to do... this is something I've heard. I don't know how true it is, but it would have surprised me given how they're doing it with all of their movies. It's like, oh, we try to give them the big budgets just to make them feel like big movies. And it's like, you got to do some smaller stuff every now and then, you know. You don't want a repeat of last year. But again, it's not like it should really matter to us, the audiences, as much as it does for the movie studios. And I do try to keep that in mind every now and then where I'm like, okay, well, you know, whatever, it failed or it succeeded, who gives a shit? But, you know, you do feel satisfaction when you see something that's good succeed because, you know, it's making money. Or, you know, from a much more negative perspective, you know, if you really hated a movie, sometimes it's kind of fun to see, like, you know, it kind of blow up on the company's face, especially with how much cynicism you might have felt through it, which, if I'm completely honest, that's part of why I didn't like Wish. It really felt like they were trying to scream, like, oh, this is going to be a new Disney classic for you. Very cynical for me, to a point where I'm like, okay, yeah, I kind of laugh at it, even though I don't think, you know, anyone involved should face anything horrible out of it, because, you know, I don't think anyone should lose their jobs or anything like that, which, you know, of course, is the risk with these things not making money. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's the same thing where it's like, well, that's not really my concern, because I'm not the one who's going to be losing my job or getting a raise or anything like that out of this. I hope they don't, because, you know, that's the human part of me where I'm like, I don't think, you know, they deserve to lose anything because, you know, hey, a job's a job. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop feeling, you know, joyful that, hey, at the very least, Disney isn't getting rewarded for anything that they do. Because I feel sometimes some people kind of forget that, like, hey, look, if you made something that, you know, people didn't really enjoy, you're not owed success. Just because, you know, it would be sad if you didn't. Because, you know, we don't see people going out of their way to, you know, support every other, you know, studio, especially when they make their own flops on it. I've seen a lot of these people who, you know, went on about, like, oh, how Disney needs to succeed with this, not show any support or even just flat out, you know, trash other companies for their failures. So, you know, when Sony pulled out the Emoji Movie, you know, a lot of people were pretty much gleefully calling them the worst animation studio around. So I just don't feel the need to sugarcoat it. And I didn't think it was right then. I didn't think it was right for people to be like, oh, these people should lose their jobs or anything like that. But at the same time, I was like, well, I do kind of get why this movie's not making money. I'm not going to pretend that it deserves to be treated well. I don't think it's owed anything other than my general feeling of like, look, I don't want it to go too far where it's like these people should be fired or should never get to work in the studio again. But I do think the studio should at least look at this and say, you know, hey, maybe let's not do this again. Maybe let's think about how we approach these things before we just give people anything and expect them to just enjoy it. Because I go to Disney, I'm like, okay, look, if you're going to do another, you know, animated movie like Wish where, you know, it's stylized, like, maybe do it a lot better. Look at how other studios, you know, animated that stuff. And at the same time, at the very least, just try to actually, you know, tell a story instead of just shoving in a bunch of references and expecting us to love it just because we've loved other Disney movies. I don't know. And, you know, they probably won't listen to that part. And I don't know if they'll even listen to the part about the budget and think about, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't just dump anything with any kind of budget. At the end of the day, the budget stuff is going to matter more to them than it will to us. And who knows if they've realized, like, hey, you can't just do a bunch of large budget stuff. at the end of the day, budget, you know, doesn't really matter to the audiences. I will say, like, if you're starting out on making these things, you'll of course start to realize how budget matters, even if you're just doing a small indie thing, just because, you know, just getting supplies will rack up your budget and whatnot, and you'll try to find any ways to save your money, which, good. Don't do what some of these studios do, or maybe all of them do, where to cut down on it. You maybe abuse people, because of course people have come out with stories about how some people aren't paid for their animation because they're forced to do overtime and they don't get paid that overtime. That happened with Spider-Verse. Much as that movie is a miracle of, you know, how good it is, unfortunately the sad truth is that it was also a place of abuse. Before anyone comes in and says, see, Disney did it right because at least they're paying their people properly, I've heard stories about Disney as well. So I don't know if the $200 million that, you know, went into this movie was all to properly pay anyone, you know. So that's why I wasn't really bringing that one up. But I figured that I should at least bring it up just so you know that Spider-Verse isn't perfect, or that other studios are perfect. I mean, and, you know, funny enough, just because something is low budget doesn't mean that it's going to have that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't hear those stories about Illumination. As far as I know, Illumination is one of the nicest animation studios to work for, and they consistently do things on the cheap. And granted, a lot of that has to do with, you know, things that they do. They tend to avoid animating a bunch of different characters. They tend to use methods like, you know, when it comes to like settings and whatnot, like they try to limit a lot of the stuff, but you never really notice it because a lot of that stuff, unless you're looking for it, of course, a lot of that stuff, you know, is usually well done. Like when it comes to characters, you know, yeah, you might notice some characters are reused over and over again, but at the same time, a lot of these movies have a lot of background details with their characters that are neat that you just wouldn't see and movies with bigger budgets that don't use those methods. So budget's a hell of a thing, and I really don't think it's a bad thing to have a low budget or a good thing to have a big budget, or vice versa. It's really just more or less just looking at it like, okay, why? And unfortunately, my answer is I don't know if Disney or some of these studios, how they do their thing. Really all it comes down to. But in any case, thank you for listening. And hopefully I'll be back next week with an actual movie or episode to talk about. See ya. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcasts on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind the scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. And in any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.